AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. A week after the release of the dashcam videotape showing the Chicago police shooting death of 17-year-old Laquan McDonald, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel has fired Police Commissioner Gary McCarthy and named a citizens task force to take a long, hard look at the entire police department.
The task force will look at how the city handles excessive force cases, how we can develop an early warning system to help us intervene with problem officers.
More than a few people say the mayor's actions aren't enough. The Reverend Yahale Curry says another citizens panel just adds to the layers of unaccountability at City Hall and in the police department.
So what this is another attempt by the mayor's office to simply orchestrate how we will handle transparency from his office. There will be no difference. We have three boards already that's supposed to do this.
President Obama says parts of the final climate agreement that come out of Paris talks have to be enforceable. Mark Smith has more.
While there won't be a formal treaty, the president says reviews of each country's promises to curb heat-trapping pollution should have legal force.
That's going to be critical in us having high ambitions and holding each other accountable.
GOP leaders have warned Congress will thwart any expensive pledges made here, and presidential hopefuls have vowed to undo Obama's moves to limit U.S. emissions. Yet at a news conference, he doubted they'd spurn a deal the rest of the world's embraced.
It's important for us to not project what's being said on a campaign trail, but to do what's right.
Mark Smith at the Global Climate Summit, Paris.
While China's President Xi Jinping is in Paris for the climate talks, Beijing is in the grips of an extremely severe air pollution for a fifth straight day. This is AP Radio News. Defense Secretary Ash Carter tells the House Armed Services Committee that the U.S. is increasing pressure on the Islamic State group in both Iraq and Syria.
We're at war. We're using the might of the finest fighting force the world has ever known. Tens of thousands of U.S. personnel are operating in the broader Middle East region. More on the way.
Carter says special forces will be far more active in Iraq and will also be making forays into Syria. He adds that the air campaign has been increased, going after leaders as well as oil production. House and Senate have reached agreement on a five-year transportation bill. The $281 billion measure would increase spending on the nation's aging and congested highways and transit systems, putting an end to the cycle of temporary extensions and threatened shutdowns over the past 7 years that have made it difficult for the states to plan their long-term projects. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.